Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome again to Spark Radio. I am your host, Ms. Melanie, and I'm excited for today's segment with Dr. Susan Dellinger, who will be joining us shortly to talk about sparks of communication with her model, Psychogeometrics. It is once again a snowy evening here in the heart of the Midwest in Iowa, with more snow today, and we are probably going to break that record snowfall before our snow season is over. So from wherever you are in the warmth or cold, hope that you have created great sparks of action based on something that you've learned here at Spark Radio. It is an exciting night, as we said, being able to welcome Dr. Susan Dellinger to share about psychogeometrics. We talked about it last week in exploring learning coaching and styles models. And psychogeometrics is a very powerful style model. If you have any questions or comments as you're listening to Dr. Susan tonight, please call 347-215-8390. And that's the same number that Susan is calling in. She just said, I don't see her yet. So hopefully, she will be joining us soon. Until then, we'll talk a little bit more about learning coaching and styles. And as a parent looking at styles, whether it's through for coaching or for something in terms of your own relationships and your family, Alex is 6 and a half, going on, I think, sometimes 12. And understanding some things about his style allows us to be more effective as parents and to avoid stress. So looking at those 5 shapes that are used in psychogeometrics, if you have a pencil and paper in front of you, you might want to sketch the following 5 shapes. Please draw a box or a square. We call it a box. And then a triangle. An equilateral or equal-sided triangle. Then draw a rectangle. Then a circle. And finally, a squiggly line. It can look like a spring. It's open at both ends. And so those are the 5 shapes that make up the model of psychogeometrics. Now, which of those shapes do you think best describes you? If you had to choose one as the primary shape, which one might that be? And from there, you may also then find there's a shape that you just is absolutely not you. You just don't like it. So that would be your least favorite shape. And we do all have all 5 shapes inside of us, and that we can access all 5 styles. And that is the key to this powerful model called psychogeometrics, and that key is flexing, the ability to flex through another style, which creates more powerful win-win communication. Once you've chosen your primary shape and the shape that you least connect with, then we can start talking about what those styles mean, how they work, what are the strengths of those styles, and a little bit about the history of the model. So psychogeometrics began as a training game as a way to get people into different groups, to divide up for activities. And people had questions about why are we all in the box group, or what's the deal with why are we in the circle group? And that led to some research about the personality types that selected certain shapes, and there seems to be a pattern between linear thinkers and processors and nonlinear thinkers and processors. I think it was Aristotle who said that there are linear and nonlinear thinkers. And the research into the brain has echoed that, yes, we have linear and we have global processing. And while we do use both sides, we tend to have a dominant hemisphere in our brain. And then the work of psychologist Dr. Carl Jung, his personality theory, is laid over top of brain hemisphericity, and hence come the five style shapes. Now, I'm not sure what's happened with Dr. Susan. I'm going to pop out a minute and check to see if I've received an email that she's having trouble calling in, and I can resend the number to her. So let me double check. I thank you for your patience. That would be right. So I haven't seen an email here from her. So I thank you for being patient, and we'll just continue our discussion about psychogeometrics. So let's explore a little bit more about those styles. Now, the linear folks do tend to prefer an orderly approach to things, a sequential linear approach, and that would be the box, the triangle, and the rectangle. The circle and the squiggle are more global. They like a big picture approach, a creative approach, some feeling involved, affect, whereas the linear are very fact and task focused. Remember, we have all five, and each of us has our quirks that we, if we take anything to an extreme, it's too much of a good thing, as they say. So I also want to talk to you a little bit about Susan's book, Communicating Beyond Our Differences, Introducing the Psychogeometric System. And that is available through the Brain Bonanza bookstore, our sponsor, brainbonanza.com. So you can go to the website and check out the bookstore if you'd like to order Communicating Beyond Our Differences, because in the book, each of the styles has multiple sections, the style at work, that particular style at home, the style under stress, and the relationships. So lots of good information. Now, taking a look at the model, boxes. If box was your first choice, then let's look at some of the characteristics that might be true for you. Now, 85% of people, you will choose the shape accurately based only on the shape, and about 15% of people change their mind after they hear more about the shape. So let's talk about that shape that you were first attracted to. Then, and if you chose a box, that being your primary shape, now, the nice thing about the book is you can jump to that section about the box and take a look at what are the characteristics of a box. Boxes are the data managers. They keep records. They have the manuals. Boxes want things written down, need to have things in writing. Then they also like to accomplish their tasks, prefer to work alone, because if you want something done right, do it yourself, the box says. Much faster than trying to have someone else do it and having to check and make sure it's accurate. Accuracy is very important to a box. Boxes also have respect about personal space and about their things. See, when a box is away from the office, they know if someone's used their stapler because it's 2 inches to the left of where they left it. Now, other styles might not even notice that, but a box definitely knows. So boxes have a place for everything and everything in its place. And boxes are great at managing details and taking care of our data. All right, then we have the triangle. Triangles are our leadership shape. Triangles are all about working their way to the top. They want to get to the point, deal with the bottom line. Triangles are very fast thinkers. They like to make decisions. They are the ones who, they know the political system. They know who to go to get which piece of information. They respect authority, and they expect respect for their position of authority as well. Triangles are a very strong type, and they are very sharp. You think that the points on a triangle, very often they will focus on the task and not the people. And so if you are working with a triangle, they may sometimes seem abrasive or uncaring because they are focused on accomplishing a goal, achieving a task, meeting a deadline. How is it impacting the bottom line? I'm getting to the point with that triangle. Then there are rectangles, and rectangles are transition shapes. Rectangles, whenever you go through a change in your life, a change in relationship, a change in your situation, maybe you've had a new baby, got married, started dating someone new, you had a child go off to college, you changed jobs, all of those situations involving change, through those situations, there are periods where we're uncertain about what is it that's expected, what's going to be the best style in this situation. And so rectangles are trying on all the styles, rapid fire. And so for the people around a rectangle, it's challenging because we're not sure what shape they are from moment to moment sometimes. So rectangles are very open to learning. They want to understand. They're seeking the data that the box has, the leadership that the triangle can provide, the support that a circle will provide, and the fun and relaxation and energy that a square could provide. So having all the shapes and all the styles on a team is definitely a plus. And rectangles ask lots of questions. That's one of the strengths they bring to a team. Very, very inquisitive, those rectangles. And rectangles do quickly, as I said, flex to multiple and other styles. All right, those are our three linear shapes, the box, the triangle, and the rectangle, in very, very brief. And then we have the non-linear shapes. We have the circle and the squiggle. The circle is our relationship expert, our focus on harmony and team. Circles want people to get along, to work well together, and they're very relationship focused. Often relationship first, task second. And so circles are the best readers of nonverbal communication, bar none. They are very keen, skilled at not only identifying emotion, but putting language and emotion together. They have equal access to both hemispheres of the brain, the linear side with language and the global side with emotion, and they can put the two together. Circles are also highly skilled at sensing insincerity, or if you are lying to a circle, they'll know and they remember that you were insincere or that you are not straight with them. Circles are the style that will say, smile, have a nice day, and they mean it. They really do want people to enjoy life and to stop and smell the roses and appreciate relationships. Circles are the ones that are great with the team activities as well. So that's a brief summary of circles. And then we have squiggles. Oh, those squiggles. Squiggles are also a strong personality shape, as strong as the triangles. And while the triangles are linear, squiggles are very, very creative, very global processors. And they are strong, they are idea focused, and when they believe they are right, they are very strong when they are discussing or disagreeing with the triangle. Squiggle is high energy, fun, creative, takes risks, loves variety. And Squiggles, well, the motto of a Squiggle is, if it feels good, do it. They're all about trying new things, doing things that are fun. So if you want to connect with a Squiggle, you have to find them first. We don't always know where to locate those Squiggles. So that's a little bit about each of those styles. Now, if you have any questions, either you've read the book or you've been through a seminar or taken the, there's an assessment that you could purchase as well to assess your style in more detail. Linear styles like the assessment. You can also find that at brainbonanza.com. And so if you have questions, feel free to type in a chat or to give us a call at 347-215-8390. And Susan is not with us as yet. We're going to still hope that she is able to successfully connect with us tonight. So what questions do you have about the different styles and how they work well together, or how they might rub each other just a little bit the wrong way? And there, of course, are styles that tend to complement each other, that tend to work well together. And then there are styles that it seems like anything they say or do, they drive each other crazy. So if you have those questions, please give us a call at 347-215-8390. And let's see if we can answer those questions for you tonight. Until we get Dr. Susan, let's continue our adventure into the model of psychogeometrics. And how can you use this to communicate more effectively? Well, let's see. If I have a boss who is a triangle, I can flex and communicate through my triangle. And so we know that triangles like to get to the point, triangles want to be fast, and triangles like to make the decisions. So to have a win-win conversation with a triangle, for example, I would have two or three options that I like and how they impact the bottom line. We get to the point. Would I have to make an appointment with a triangle? Not necessarily. If I caught them in the hallway, we could have a quick discussion. And once I made my case, here are the three points or three ideas, and here are the key supporting factors. And this is why, I recommend this one. And then let the triangle make the decision. So you've done your homework. You can answer the questions. How does it impact the bottom line? And the triangle makes a decision, and it's something that you chose, so it's a win-win. How might you flex to a box? A box wants an appointment, absolutely. And to be on time for an appointment with a box, you should be early. Absolutely be early. Does a box need an agenda? Oh, yes. And follow the agenda when you're meeting with the box. They appreciate things in order, in sequence, and if you're interrupted, it helps to go back and start at the beginning so that the box can make the connection from one step to another. Boxes prefer to have a written follow-up or a written confirmation of things so that they can enter it into their records and files. They also want to reference the manual, the rules, so that we're playing by the rules. That's very important to boxes. And we're very clear about dates and deadlines for things. Boxes appreciate your ability to have detailed information that you did your research ahead of time. And so be prepared for that meeting with a box. And remember, be early. That's on time for a box. Be very clear with a box about expectations. Put those expectations in writing. That's also helpful. Boxes are very loyal, and they will be there should you need them. Be clear, though, in your communication. That's one some ways that you can flex to the style of a box. What about a rectangle? How would you flex to a rectangle? Well, first of all, you have to figure out where rectangles at today, what style are they in at the moment, and then adjust your communication accordingly. Because if they're a triangle or a box, we've already talked about those, you're ready to go. What if at this moment they're a circle? Well, how do you tell? Well, as you learn more about the model and about the kind of language and words they use when you're listening to them, to people, you can begin to pick out tips to style strengths and dominant or primary styles. Let's talk about a circle. How would you flex to a circle? Well, remember, circles are relationship experts. And so spending a little extra time talking about not necessarily a task or project first with a circle, talk about the family. How are the kids? How did the football game go on Friday night? How's the team doing? Talk about relationships and plan to spend some extra time with a circle to discuss those relationships. So, do you need an agenda with a circle? Not necessarily, no. An appointment? It's nice, but not necessary. Circles have an open-door policy, generally speaking, and they have people before tasks, remember. So if they're working on something, they will often put that aside and work with whoever or help whoever comes to the door. One of the challenges for circles is saying no to people because they don't want to upset the balance or upset anyone. And so sometimes circles are overworked. So be careful when you are giving tasks or delegating to circles, because they may become very overloaded. And they're resentful that you didn't notice the nonverbal reaction of the rolled eyes or the shocked look to your request. The triangles may not notice that because their attention is not always on nonverbals. So circles also like to take responsibility for things that have nothing to do with them. Things like, oh, I'm sorry that it snowed and you had such a tough time driving in. Hello, you don't control the weather, the triangle will tell the circle, get over yourself. So circles also have guilt over things, so helping the circle to process through that is good as well. So spend some time, do some team building with the circle, bring a snack or have a snack. Some, meat over coffee is good, or over a meal with a circle, that's also good. And so, any other questions about flexing to a box, a triangle, a rectangle, a circle? Our fifth shape is a squiggle. How do you flex to communicate more effectively with a squiggle? Well, find them first. We don't know where they are. And there's a joke, my style strengths, my primary styles are circle and squiggle, or the strong triangle coming in behind, in that if no one's taking charge, I will step into leadership roles. Preference to operate, circle squiggle area. And so there was a joke in one of my previous jobs about, where is she? We know she works here, but she's not in her office. Well, I would be off in a meeting in one location or be on a trip with another group or... And so with squiggles, you have to find them because, what's the point of an office? And they're often creating and doing and being very, very excited about what they're doing as well. And so they may forget if you try to make an appointment with them. They may not remember, A, who you are, B, that you were coming, or C, that you made an appointment. And they wouldn't call it ABC. they are very... And sometimes they're referred to as scatterbrained because they're just thinking so fast about so many things and they'll be going from topic to topic to topic. So if you want to flex to squiggle, be high energy, be enthusiastic and excited about what you are sharing with them and take that energy into the conversation. And so whatever it is you're talking about as the best approach, because they're excited by new things, new ideas. Let's try that. Squiggles are saying, well, why not? Why not try that? And then we'll see what happens, and we'll go from there. So squiggles are your yes people. They'll find a way. They want to find a way to try something new, try something different. Squiggles are not your follow-up person. That's your box. That's the checklist, folks. Squiggles, no, not a follow-up person. Come in costume, play a song, do something fun and exciting if you're flexing to a squiggle. If you have questions about the model of psychogeometrics, please call 347-215-8390, and we'll be happy to talk to you further about the model called psychogeometrics. What a powerful, powerful model. Does this only work in business relationships or on business teams? And the answer is no. It can work in families as well. So if you're having some challenges in communicating, I'm typing right now, so those of you, you're hearing the keyboard here. And it's so just a quick email to Susan, seeing if she's still available. Please call. Thanks. Okay, we'll send that off to Miss Susan, so in case she's sitting at her computer. I'm guessing she may have gotten the Eastern, I consider the time in Eastern time, as to 8 o'clock Eastern time, 7 o'clock Central time. And if she did the adjustment, then that may be what happened. So hopefully we will be able to get Dr. Susan Dellinger to join us, because I would really love for you to hear some more from her about this model and be able to ask her your questions about the model, about her recent trip to Dubai. Psychogeometrics has been published in multiple languages. Her team of consultants are around the world who are training this model. It's fun, and it's definitely an adventure. There are all sorts of games and activities that go with this. Question. If I'm having a conflict with a teenager, would psychogeometrics be helpful? It could be. Keep in mind that adolescence is a period of rectangle time. It's a transition into who am I? What am I doing? And so with that change, and that's why sometimes my parents say, I don't know who came home from school today, but it sure wasn't the Alex that I know. Well, and it could be because they're trying on a new style to see what it's like. If you know, however, that there's a pattern to the behavior, and for example, one of my sisters is a squiggle when it comes to creating her scrapbook. She's a creative memories consultant. When she is organizing her home, however, and with her life, she's a box. There's a place for everything. Everything's in its place. She's very linear. Her teenage daughter, a squiggle, very spontaneous, appears to be disorganized and chaotic to her mother. And so we had a conversation about, after having done psychogeometrics, about as long as, you know, with the room. And she's like, I can't stand my daughter's room. There's just stuff everywhere. And so she'd try to clean it up, but her daughter would be stressed out because she couldn't find anything. So the compromise was, as long as there's no food in there, nothing's growing in there, she would leave the laundry at the door and then let her daughter put it away and deal with it. The other place that became an issue was when her daughter would call to say, oh, Mom, a bunch of people wanted to go out to have pizza after work. Can I go? And, of course, the box, my sister, would want to know who's going, who's driving, what time are you going to be there, where are you going? And my niece is just like, Mom, it's just pizza. So using the style model allowed them to communicate about my sister's need for information and details from a safety perspective and my niece's frustration about, Mom, it just seems like you're a worrywart and you don't trust me. And that wasn't the issue at all. And so it allowed them to talk with a different language using shapes and styles that improved their communication. So can it be helpful with teenagers? Absolutely. Great question. Thank you. If you have questions, you can type them into the web chat or call 347-215-8390. And this is such a rich, rich model full of more information. I'm just going to flip through the book here. The Circle Under Stress. It says the circle and the box are both type B personalities. They're least likely to feel stressed. Well, in that case, I'm not a circle. I am more now as I've gotten older, which is one of the topics that we wanted to talk to with Susan about tonight, is how shapes evolve. But I tended to be, in my younger days, described as a very high type A personality. Very, very busy, 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 busy. Still have a lot of things going on in my life. Have less things that bother me. Let's talk about that circle under stress. If they're short-tempered or quiet, those are unusual for circles. If they withdraw from people, that's unusual behavior for a circle. Circles generally put everybody first except themselves, and if they start to focus on themselves, that's a sign that they're stressed. Canceling social events. Circles are very, very social. They're energized by social situations. If their door is closed, remember they usually have an open door policy, it's a sign of stress for a circle. That sources of stress, stressors at home. What creates stresses at home for a circle? And then there are suggestions for jobs based on styles as well. And every job, again, has some types of strengths and styles, combinations. In teaching, for example, part of teaching that was most challenging for me was all the record keeping and paperwork, because I was focused on the learning and the students and the energy that was involved in the learning process. That's the creative squiggle part, and the circle caring about the students. There's the box part of the paperwork, and that was the part I missed the least in working in education. So all jobs have multiple styles. And are you using your strength in your work? Are you using your strengths? Coming through strengths in your relationships. Now let's see. A secretary is a box in a circle, according to the book. A circle with a box inside. Computer programmer, box. A principal, a triangle with a box inside. The teacher was, and also a box and a circle, and I like this guy was a very creative science teacher. So if you have questions about the psychogeometrics model that you would like to ask, please call 347-215-8390, and we'll do the best we can, whether it's flipping to the book or sending that question on to Dr. Susan. Cultures, as she's traveled the world, she's noticed some patterns about cultures and styles, and there are cultural tips for communicating with different cultures in the book as well. Lots of good and fun information in the model of psychogeometrics. So let's take a look at some common words that might give you some clues if people are talking about cooperate, team, comfort, intuition, gut level, circle. What if you're hearing them talk about, let's create something, develop, conceive, challenge, experiment. Oh, yeah, that's a squiggle. Maybe options, consider, unsure, wait, why, that's the rectangle. What about logistics, deadlines, policies, efficiency, analysis, box? Box focuses on what they accomplished, I did it. How about ROI, jargon, escalate, interface, expletives? You do it, that's the triangle they delegate to. Circles, no problem. Forgot that on the circle. All right. What about body language can, what does nonverbal tell you about style? Box might look very precise, precise gestures, small movement, very controlled. A poker face, they're not as expressive emotionally. Triangles will sometimes have piercing eyes, power voice, smooth moves, large gestures. They're very confident and composed. Rectangles, jerky movements, giggling, nervous, fleeting eyes. Circle, direct eyes, full laughter, talkative, head nodding. They like hugs, excessive touching, relaxed smiles. Squiggles, what about their body language? Animated, theatrical, fast talking, fast moves, high energy. Those are some of the pieces of body language around the squiggles. This book is full of wonderful, wonderful cues. And what happens if you have an opposites attract situation in the case of, and what styles tend to have conflict? Well, one of the challenges happens between triangles and squiggles because they're both very strong personalities. Squiggles and boxes, oh my, squiggles exhaust a box because they're so high energy and they're all over the place and the box can't follow them. And so they will sometimes have conflict because the box wants things detailed in order and sequence and the squiggle's like, oh, loosen up. Just go with the flow. And so there can be some stress in both styles. And again, remember, we have all five styles and we have a choice in our communication and in our relationships, in what we choose, how we choose to approach that communication. And we can honor someone else's style in our communication. And again, if you want to have a win-win, having that empathy and respect for being in someone else's shoes, how that other person might be feeling or approaching things, rather than assuming it's a personal attack on us, which sometimes happens. And that is the case. And when we take it personally, we have a different kind of reaction than when we look at it as a style conflict. And when we can focus on the goals of the team, of the big picture, then we can have a better outcome. And especially if we realize that there are multiple ways to approach a situation to get to a final result. And while triangles and squiggles might think their way is the best way, there are sometimes multiple good ways. I want to share a story with you to help you remember some keys about those five styles. And the story is about lemmings. And lemmings are very small mammals. Some people refer to them as rodent-like creatures, like big rats. Well, they're not rats, they're cute. But lemmings live in Alaska. And when their population gets too large for the environment to support, in order for the species to survive, there will be a mass suicide off a cliff where hundreds and hundreds of lemmings will just jump off a cliff. And that makes the population of the area smaller, and then the food supply can sustain them. So knowing that about lemmings, here's the story. The squiggle gets everybody all excited about a new project. Oh, that's great, let's go. And they stand there and they cheer you on. Excuse me, they get everybody so excited about, jump off that cliff, way to go. And then they go off and do something else. Now, the box will go down to the bottom of the cliff and count and tag the bodies to make sure that they're all accounted for. The circle will be comforting the survivors, seeing and taking care of their needs. The triangle wants to come up with a new plan because this is not the most efficient way to resolve this problem. There's got to be a better way. And the rectangle missed the meeting, so they're not there. So, it does take all five styles to balance out and make an effective team. And that's true in a family as well. Can psychogeometrics improve your communication and family relationships? Yes, it can. And if you look at sometimes in situations and relationships, what attracted you, what you appreciated about a person is later what drives you crazy about that same person or relationship. So instead of thinking about it as a personal attack, maybe it's a style difference. And sometimes allowing each other to change and grow and be able to communicate, one of the beautiful pieces about psychogeometrics is that it gives people a non-threatening language approach to talk about styles. And it's not positive or negative. There's not one best style. It's that we are different. And in that diversity is our strength. In that diversity is beauty. In that diversity can be joy. If we celebrate those differences and build on our strengths, then we can gain the greatest value from what each brings to the team, to the family, to the relationship. If you have questions about psychogeometrics, or any other topic we may have talked about on past shows or you'd like to talk about on future shows, please call 347-215-8390. And I hope everything's okay with Dr. Susan, because I do not see, she's not called in yet, and I did not see an email pop up. So we will look to reschedule her for an upcoming show next Wednesday evening. I will be calling you from Columbia, Maryland, where I will be doing a couple days of training for the Maryland and DC Credit Union Association. So I'm not sure what kind of web access I'll have in terms of being able to take calls. So we'll see. This is a new adventure, and I appreciate you participating in this adventure with me. So we'll look to invite Dr. Susan back again. It will probably be at least 2 weeks before we bring her back, and that also depends on her schedule as well. In addition to psychogeometrics and her work there, she's also authored a book about her grandfather, who is in the National Baseball Hall of Fame, I believe, as part of the Black Sox scandal. I have not read that book. That's another topic she was going to talk a little bit about tonight, was her book honoring her grandfather and telling a story that hadn't been told as yet about that situation. So what have you heard tonight that gave you a spark of something to consider that might help you improve your communication with someone? So you think about a person who with whom you've got some challenges in your communication, and think just about even this, the little snippet you have about the psychogeometrics model. Can you flex and communicate through their style? Talk to them through your circle to meet their circle. Because when we take that little bit extra effort, it makes a positive difference in our communication. I will also be offering an upcoming telemessages course, a telecourse, teleworkshop on psychogeometrics. We'll be doing some more exercises and activities about the model communicating beyond our differences. So if you would like to learn more, please send an email to brainbonanza@gmail.com, brainbonanza@gmail.com. Or visit the website at brainbonanza.com to check out the different resources and to learn more about communicating beyond our differences, psychogeometrics, or the workshop that I facilitate called Flex Your Communication and Gain Phenomenal Results. Thank you for being with us, learning more about psychogeometrics tonight, and may a spark of something that you heard give you something to think about, an idea about an action to take that can make a positive difference in your life. We do thank you for joining us again, and please rate our Spark segments. We appreciate that, and we appreciate all of your feedback, your emails, your chats. Those of you who have become friends and listeners through Blog Talk Radio, check out other shows as well at blogtalkradio.com. We're excited about this medium and invite you to become an active part, whether through an audience or through your own radio show with your own message to share. So until next time, please stay safe.
Blog Talk Radio.
May you choose to create great days as you make a positive difference in the lives you touch.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Miss Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.
I forgot that the outtake doesn't start right away. And the timer's off on this as I'm watching the switchboard trying to close it, and I'm getting like every 3 seconds countdown. I forgot that it was off when we logged, when it started. So, yeah, I got to talk for 45 minutes and no Susan. So I'm thinking what happened was I kept everything in Eastern time for her. So it was 8 o'clock Eastern. Isn't 8 Eastern 7 Central?
Yeah.
Okay. So she said, see you at 8 o'clock. Now, if she was doing a time adjustment again, she may be trying to call in shortly.